Gary Thompson here with Randy Abrams, and this is the Malware Report. Randy, I recently read in a publication something about a social network organization, a site actually called Tagged. Can you tell me a little bit about Tagged?
Tagged is a social networking site that's popular with teenagers and probably is getting more popular with all age groups because not many of the sites that aren't like young children specific maintain a specific age range. However, the thing about Tagged is not only is it a social networking site, but you might arguably call it a social engineering site. Tagged has you enter your account credentials for your email account. So if I had a Google account, when I signed up for Tagged, they want me to put in my username and my password to access my Google account. And from there, they want to send emails to all of the contacts in my address book.
Well, now, what's the danger of that?
Well, for one, the email comes from you. So they can put words into your mouth, essentially. They can say anything they want, and the email looks like it came from you. So you've given up control. The other danger is there are lots and lots of people who unfortunately use the exact same password for everything. So that makes it a lot easier to figure out what your banking account number is. And I'm not accusing Tagged of doing that. However, if Tagged were to suffer a data breach where someone hacks into their database and gets it, now an attacker has lots and lots of very, very useful information.
Well, again, it's a good reason to keep your passwords varied. I hadn't thought about making sure that I keep my password for my email accounts separate from, banking passwords, and clearly that's important. I can only remember so many passwords, but it certainly sounds like in this instance, trying to keep those separate would be important. One of the things I noticed was terms of service, and I think in almost any situation when you're signing on, I think that's one of the things we tend to ignore. But I heard that Tagged has some terms of service that are something we should consider before we actually agree to. Can you give me some points on what their terms of service call for?
Well, their terms of service pretty much call for you to do as they please. nobody actually generally reads the terms of service, but pretty much they tell you that they can share your email address with third parties so that the third parties can spam you. They say target advertising to improve user experience, which is a euphemism for spam. They ask you when you sign up for your eye color, your school, all
your
kinds
eye
of
color?
Information. Your eye color.
Good grief.
So, I mean, that's valuable information to someone who's trying to social engineer when they can even tell you the color of your eyes. Yeah, I know. I saw you. You've got blue eyes. And, you know, it would be useful for pedophiles and trying to snare victims. So, and they're telling you that they can share all of this information with anyone. They say that you can disable cookies, but if you don't, then you don't get to log in. They include things that we call web bugs that can help track where you've been going to. So basically the terms of service say we pretty much own your online experience and we can do with it what we want and we can make as much money off of it as we want.
Yeah, I can imagine that the effects on marketing messages and the ability, I mean, a marketer clearly would have a field day with the kind of information that a social networking site might be able to provide. In terms of directing key messages, I know that advertising on MySpace has been increasing. And again, if you know the demographics and even the psychographics, that can be a significant advantage, although an invasion of your own privacy if you haven't agreed to have that information shared in advance.
One other interesting thing is Larry Seltzer from eWeek did a great article about this site and provided some useful information. And he found that if you try to contact Tagged, the web link to contact them is a dead link.
Hmm.
You can't even contact them.
So in terms of, I mean, I would assume that all of us are going to be more and more intrigued by social networking sites. Clearly, reading through the terms of service is more important. I think that's something we've all, as I said earlier, kind of ignored, but it makes sense that we read through those carefully.
To some extent, it does make sense that you read through them carefully, but what's probably even more important is to be aware of the information that you're voluntarily giving up and how it could be used against you, both in terms of receiving spam, in terms of allowing people to better convince you that they know you, even though you've never met them before, and allowing people to try to convince you of any variety of things. I know I was doing some research on MySpace and came across a MySpace profile where this woman had put out that her husband is in Iraq and that she's a very religious Christian and she has a small child and she enjoys teaching. And I've got enough information about this person that I could easily contact her and convince her that we have the exact same interests and suggest a charity she might want to contribute to or some sort of website she might want to go to that could be rigged with malicious code to take over her computer.
So how do you protect yourself? I mean, what are the things, what are some of the examples of things that you really need to do to prevent yourself from being exploited on these social networking sites?
Well, one of the things you can do is the exact same thing that a lot of the bad guys are going to do. Falsify your information. I mean, if you go out there and say, my husband's in Iraq and you're not married or your husband isn't in the military, and someone starts talking to you about that, you know, this isn't a person who actually knows you. You want to make sure that you don't set yourself up. So limit the amount of information you share. I mean, it's one thing to say, I like Pink Floyd and talk about Pink Floyd, but I don't have to tell the people every other aspect of my life so that they can build a profile of me that might get abused.
Right. So obviously it's thinking through very carefully what you're going to share and what you aren't going to share. And much like social experiences that are offline, that's great advice.
Yeah. So reading the terms of service is important, but even a company with perfectly appropriate and upfront terms of service can't protect you from yourself. You do have a responsibility in the relationship.
Now, one of the things that I've always thought is that if I can disable cookies, then I'm not going to have a problem. But clearly with tagged, that's still a problem. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, with tagged, you can't actually disable cookies. It doesn't work. You're not allowed to log on, according to Larry Seltzer. However, their web bugs are a little tiny, it's like a pixel in an HTML page that serves as a cookie and will provide tracking information. So disabling cookies can help prevent some privacy issues, but there's no single security and privacy panacea. So then it really comes down to who do you trust? And if you read the terms of service at some organizations, at that point you're in a position to say, I don't like what's going on here. I don't agree that my information should be shared everywhere. Because frankly, if you agree to their terms of service, cookies are the least of your problems.
Well, it sounds like that's something we should all be thinking about. And I'm sure as these social networking sites begin to proliferate, we're all going to have an interest in participating in one or the other that may have a special focus on our personal interests. So these are things that certainly we need to be thinking about, especially for those of us who've never gone on those sites before but are possibly thinking about it. Well, thanks very much, Randy. It's been interesting as always. And when people have additional questions about this or any subject, they can contact you at
askeset@eset.com.
Terrific. Well, this is Gary Thompson with Randy Abrams, and this has been the Malware Report.